Hi, Millennial Gamers. We're just talking about YouTube and the way you watch it. And I sometimes don't want to click on a video, so I just sometimes just watch it without any sound. Is this interesting or not? Because YouTube has subtitles and everything for me because that's what I like. Anyway, enough of the chat. Today, we are talking about loads of things. PlayStation, System Shock, NVIDIA, AI. If you're in Taiwan, Linus Tech Tips and a bunch of other YouTubers, right? You'll be here for Computex, which is where all the big computer hardware manufacturers, the Steam Deck stuff, the whatever, anything tech, gaming related, you're pretty much here in Taiwan. Adam and I in Taiwan, so if you want to come and say hello, please let us know. Why not? Anyway, let's get into the news today. Like I said, lots of stories. Today, let's start with Antoine's story first.
Okay, and just a big mic for later, I think we should make a show. But just you talking about the whole YouTube algorithm work as a how to make a views video for people who, like me, who are completely illiterate or want to understand how the algorithm works. Because each time I'm like, I don't get it. You know that BCH video for Adam? Some of them, most of them are like over 1,000 and after that, 17. Why?
I was just looking into the statistics of that and I know why that last video didn't
do that. We can do maybe at some point.
Yes.
But okay. So let's start with my first story. So that's something which apparently Twitter really, I won't say haters, but folks really enjoy talking about this story, is that the PS5 only next gen, that's what Gameron said. And I thought it was true, but Adam told me that there's Returnal and another one, which is a remaster, so for me it doesn't count. But only next gen, so pure PS5 exclusive, which was a Ratchet & Clank. I can't remember the name, but the PS5 Ratchet & Clank will be or has been ported to PC. So apparently a couple of years ago when the game came out, they said, yeah, the PS5 SSD is the only gear which can make this game work and you can have it on any other machines. And now there's a lot of people on Twitter say, hey, guess what? The PS5 SSD is exactly the same that you have on a computer, and that's why you can port PS5 games on computers. And apparently Sony is kind of interested in doing that more and more. Just to put it into context, originally, and I can't blame Sony for that, but they plan to put a lot or more game exclusive to PS5, but COVID, but semiconductors issue, but there's not enough PS5 for everyone. So that's why most of the games went out on PS4 and PS5. They just need to make numbers, right? So in a perfect world without COVID, very likely it would have followed the other trend of a couple of games in between transition PS4 plus PS5, and then after a few 6 months or something like this, PS5 exclusive would have flourished. But that was not the case, and very few games became PS5 exclusive. Extremely few. Even now, it's quite rare to see an exclusive PS5 game. And now you know that they will be ported to PC. Which is great for me because lots of PS5 games that I can play. For instance, there will be a Ghost of Tsushima 2, which will be definitely exclusive to PS5 for quite a while. But if it comes on PC at some point, at a cheaper price or something like this, yay, I'll be happy. That's why basically I won't buy any more a game on PlayStation 4/5 because I remember the Horizon DLC, which is only available on PS5, which is stupid because I can't play it now. And I'm not going to rebuy in 2 years when it comes to PC. I'm not going to rebuy the whole game plus the DLC. I did it already, so that's stupid. No, that's something which makes me think, well, if there's some exclusive PS5 and even PS4, PSR, let's just wait. It will come on PC. So F16, at some point, should I buy a PS5 just for PS16? For F16? Or should I wait a couple of years? Just make sure that first the game is finished. Because FF15 took a couple of years to get finished. Yeah. Like that. So, you know, you can just let PS5 take on all the issues. And 2 years later, oh, here's your PC version. All optimized and the story's finished and everything is down. So here's your full burger. Not just here's the bread and 6 months later, here's the meat. And 15 months later, here's the tomatoes and how they like to do games these days. Yeah, for me, it's pretty good news, this kind of thing. Although, yeah, a lot of people really troll Sony saying, you said it was exclusive, it's not. Shame on you. I don't know what you guys think about it. Make me laugh, this reaction. It's not that bad for me. I think it's actually a good move from Sony because they had Microsoft in front and they would face at some point. So what do you guys think?
Go ahead, Adam.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I think it's a great thing that they're porting all their stuff to PC. Apparently people were mocking them because they said, oh, this can only run on a PS5 SSD. But then when you open up the PS5, the SSD in the PS5 is the same SSD that you would put into a PC. So apparently that was the issue, was they were like, this is just a regular SSD. This isn't a special kind of SSD or anything like that. But I think it's great that they're going to be porting more of their things over. And I'm pretty sure Final Fantasy 16 is 6 months until the PC release, I think, is the plan. I think it's 6 months. I think it's the same as Final Fantasy 7 Remake. I think that one did get delayed, so I don't know if it'll be out in 6 months, but I think that's the plan.
And just to make it worse, you've played on an Xbox controller.
You can. Pretty much so, yeah.
But thanks, Sony. Yeah, I can play my F16 on PC. I don't need to buy an expensive PS5 for that.
We should thank Square for that.
Yes, exactly. And on PC, where do they plan to release it? Like the Steam, you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Steam.
GOG or Epic, or I don't know if they have any. Because I saw some Epic exclusives are starting to come on vinyl on Steam now.
It might be Epic, actually. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
All right, Adam, let's move on to your first story.
All right, so for my first story is that PlayStation did their showcase just last week, and we got a lot of games. But again, continuing with that PlayStation mockery that Antoine was talking about, a lot of the games did not impress people because a lot of them were A, indies, not first-party exclusives, and B, a lot of them are going to be cross-platform. So you're going to be seeing a lot of games that are going to be showing up on Xbox. And in fact, Xbox came out almost immediately and mocked them by... PlayStation had a thing that came out and they said, look forward to playing these games on PlayStation. And then Xbox came out with the exact same picture, basically, but then just said, look forward to playing these games on Xbox because the same games are coming out because most of these are multi-platform. So it looks like PlayStation basically just had, marketing rights to them. But the big highlights were Metal Gear Solid Delta, Marathon, Destiny 2. For me, the biggest highlight was Dragon's Dogma 2. Korean and I did a little... kind of, what do we call it, a reaction video thing. We did that for, that was the big one for me. For me, actually, the second one would be Helldivers. And then third for me would have been Metal Gear Solid, just because I've already played Metal Gear Solid. Although, I did love Metal Gear Solid 3. I must have played that 3 or 4 times. So I'm like, I don't usually play remakes, but I might actually be tempted to get Metal Gear Solid 3 because it is that good. But yeah, there's a bunch of other like really small ones. They got mocked for a few, such as Foam Stars, which looks like a... what's the... Splatoon. It looks like a Splatoon knockoff. And when I watched it, I'm just like, yeah, even I was like, what is this? Who thought this was a good idea? Seeing the trailer for it, it felt like, you ever know how like big companies will sometimes create a product specifically knowing it's going to fail just so they can get the tax returns on it or whatever? It felt like that. I don't know. When I saw it, it looked like Square was like, hey, we're gonna bomb this. And I don't know who approved of that. It just looked... the game looks cheesy as all out. Looking at the aesthetic, it was very Fortnite-y. Okay, I understand that. But then when they showed the gameplay, I was like, this looks so stiff. It's just, I don't know. But then, yeah, then a lot of other indies, a few of them from PC now coming out to PlayStation. But yeah, the big things that people were waiting for, your GTAs, your Shima 2, P7 Rebirth, all these big ones that people were really hoping for, did not show up. And so because of that, a lot of people are now saying, oh, there's going to be a second one, but we'll have to wait and see. Or a lot of people think that maybe now the exclusive ones are going to be released at the Summer Game Fest, but we'll have to wait and see. So for me, I personally think it was great because I saw a lot of games. This is going back into what we talked about last week. Oh, I went in with zero expectations. I had a lot of fun. I saw a lot of things I liked, like Metal Gear Solid, which I wasn't expecting. Dragon's Dogma 2, which I was not expecting. Helldivers 2, which I was not expecting. And I was very pleasantly surprised. Whereas a lot of people who went in thinking like, we're going to see all these new exclusives and they had expectations, were very disappointed. So I'm going to stick by my statement last week and say, go in with no expectations. You're going to end up a lot happier than if you go in expecting something and don't get what you want.
I'm so happy with this debate last week because it's exactly that, right?
It was exactly 100% that. Yeah, people who went in with no expectations, you could see them, they're like, Helldivers 2, this is awesome. Nice. And other people who went in with expectations, it's like, where's my Ghost of Tsushima 2? The only thing there was Spider-Man. Everything else sucked. So it was very much that line.
I'm still going to push for expectations and rumor and speculation, because I think this idea of disappointment is very much a generational thing. I think if you care at 40 something, do we care if our favorite game is coming out this year? No, we don't care. Just like Antoine mentioned, like, he loves Final Fantasy 16. He's going to wait 2 years until it comes out. And I'm very much getting to that point where I used to subscribe to all these like game on a sale emails from Deku Deals for Nintendo Switch. And I used to be buying Switch games at least multiple times a year on sale. I'm like, no, I'm just the Switch catalog plus the Steam catalog plus the family sharing as well that I have going on Steam. And it's really too much. Like, I can buy anything, because at the moment I'm playing Valheim, I'm playing The Rising, and there's no other time to play anything else at all. And even there's still one or two days a week usually where I'm like, oh my God, I'd like to play stuff, but possible just because too busy. No, I think this is a generation thing. If you're 20s, maybe 30s, maybe you're a hardcore gaming fan at 40 something who really cares. I think most people are like, okay, I didn't see GTA. I'll just keep an eye out for it and see what happens.
Adam, on what you said, so you mentioned the MGS. Is that a proper MGS6, or is that a demo ground?
No, so what they're doing is they're releasing Metal Gear Solid Collection, which is going to be 1 and 2, and then they're doing Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake. So they're just from, it's basically like Resident Evil 2 Remake, but with Metal Gear Solid.
That's 3. That's a good idea, Snake Eater Resonance.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing Snake Eater from the ground up.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's because Hideo Kojima is gone, so they can't do number 6 now.
They can, but I guess they decided maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe.
Do they own the rights for the Metal Gear games?
I don't think so. For the new ones, I think it's Hideo Kojima company.
He started his own. He started
as well,
yeah.
But did he go with the right to the IP? Or?
No. Konami still owns the rights.
He still owns. Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't own any of the rights. He's out.
He's just a writer at the end.
It's hard to own the rights to something, no matter what. Like, if you're in the last 10 years or so, if you're working for an organization, be it Harvard or AMD or Konami, and you make an IP, IP belongs to the company. It's very hard unless you're a superstar person. Actually, there's no more superstar people anymore. No matter who you are, your stuff belongs to the company you work for, right? Just like at Cisco as well.
Of course.
Yeah,
if Miyamoto left Nintendo, I don't think he gets to take Mario with him, right?
Unfortunately not. On the topic of remakes, today I'm going to be talking about the System Shock remake, which it's out. It's reviewed pretty well. I'm going to first preface this by saying, Crean, what are you talking about? You don't like scary games. And you're right. I don't like scary games. I'm not going to play this game. But I think it looks fantastic. Night Dive did an awesome job. To be honest, I think this is the best looking remake I've seen in a while. Like, when I saw this game and I saw that this was originally a 1994 game, I'm like, oh my God, this is so pretty. I, like, compared to other remakes, and again, have I played a remake? Like, I played remastered HD versions, and there's so many different terminology stuff. And I believe, Adam, I think maybe the three of us talked about this, like remasters and remakes and like HD remakes and this sort of stuff. I think it looks good. Reviews are good so far. It is like 700 reviews on Steam. But again, I think this is just going to be a very niche game for people who are maybe heard about it, or interested in it, who used to play this back in the like early old 90s when I was, came in 1994, so I would have been 12 years old then. So yeah, but yeah, beautiful game. My experience with remakes, I did play, God, what is that samurai game that was came after Duke Nukem back in the day. I played that.
Neo.
No, on PC.
Oh.
I can't remember. It's not, I want to say Samurai Shogun, but it's not that.
Gaiden something?
Ninja Gaiden is Xbox. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. People, you guys will know it's anyway. But yeah, my point is that, yeah, it's out. Give it a try if you're interested. I'm interested in some new remakes, and especially this quality of remake. Though I think, like, I was considering buying Diablo 2 remastered at some point, and Diablo 2 looks beautiful. Though a lot of reviews said, hey man, that like you can't go back and play 10-year-old mechanics, right? And I'm like, oh my God, that's so true. Because speaking of that, like, samurai FPS game, I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. Like, this, like 10 years ago, the game was like, hey, think. You have to figure out where to go. You have to figure out how to overcome this obstacle. I don't want to think. I have 60 minutes to game. Sorry. Tell me how to do it now.
I want comfort.
Yes, exactly. Don't waste my time. I want some satisfaction, some dopamine hits, right? To say, I did something today. I accomplished something. I just didn't have my manager totally rewrite my social media context. And I just failed again today as a social media manager. So that's another story altogether. I'd love a remake, but I'd love a remake. Some modern essential mechanics changed, right? They didn't do it for Diablo 2, which why it used to be, I was going to buy it on the Switch. I'm not buying it anymore because, I can't deal with old gameplay mechanics anymore. They were cool when I was 30 or when I was 20 or when I was a teenager, if they're not anymore. I don't know what you guys think. Oh, one thing I want to ask you guys, as well as your thoughts, is the game you'd like to have remade today. And mine would be XCOM Enforcer, which I played when I was living in Massachusetts. And I was playing on an old Pentium PC. I mean, basically, you're a robot, and it was a third-person shooter game as an XCOM game. It was super fun. And I remember the final battle, you're fighting 30 gray aliens, and it was cool. But I'd love an HD remake of that, or remake. Yeah. Anyway. All right, we go. Antoine, what do you want? And what do you think about remakes?
So first of all, I think, sure, you said it niche, but it might work because it's very flavor of the month, right? The space shooter. We had the Callisto Protocol not too long ago, the space remake, all of these. So it might, if you really like this kind of games, try it. That's not really for me, but I can understand why it would work, especially at this period. Game I would like to see remade, and thinking Total Annihilation. Ah, that was a fantastic FPS. RTS, sorry about that. And that was fantastic. It's really all the trail. I had tried to play it again not too long ago. It hurt the eye. So a proper remake, and I'm talking about a proper one, not like what they tried to do with Red Alert not too long ago, for a few years ago. It was fun to play for the nostalgia, but quality of the remake was a proper remake of Total Annihilation. And if possible, some keys and give me money so I can play it for you and advertise. With pleasure. Out there with screen.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Adam, what about you?
I would have to go with... I'm caught up on between Bushido Blade and Vagrant Story, and I might have to just go with Vagrant Story just because that's more of a story, whereas Bushido Blade is just a two-player versus kind of thing. So I guess I would have to go with Vagrant Story for a remake. Yeah.
Cool. And Adam mentioned Bushido Blade. You should go back, check out the old episodes where he spent some time talking. Wow.
Yeah. I would say between the two, I would want a remake of Vagrant Story, and I would want a reboot of Bushido Blade. I would want a new entry.
All right, let's move on to everyone's second story, and starting with Antoine's second story.
Street Fighter 6 got very good mark on Metascore or something like this. And Metascore 93, and apparently got brown, fun, fantastic marks everywhere. It's a game which comes out in a couple of days on June 2nd, and apparently it's really good. It's made with the E engine, the Resident Evil engine, which could have made. So you saw it on our 7, you will see it soon on Dragon Dogma 2 as well. So it's going to be a very pretty game, and apparently an exceptional entry to the license. And I always like the cheesy scenarios in this. And last year we talked about the pressure that this is putting on our friend, a company with a studio who makes Tekken. But Tekken 8 now is under pressure to release fast and good game, because the Mortal Kombat 1 looked really cool. The Street Fighter has been exceptionally reviewed, and the 93 for a fighting game is good, especially a license like this. They can't really make any mistake, right? I can't wait to see what it's gonna do. I'm not gonna play it, but I'm gonna watch tournaments about it. I really like to watch tournaments with commentator going, why not, talking about the commenting like live events. If you were in Vegas watching a boxing game, just commenting on screen, that are so into it, it's always super fun. So I'm getting definitely that word. So,
what do you think, Adam?
Much of a fighter kind of game guy, with the exception of oddballs like Bushido Blade or Super Smash. I tend to like the ones that are a little bit different. But is this one going to have the same character customization that, what was it? The previous one had character customization, right? And people were making all those weird things. Was that Street Fighter? Or is that a different game?
I think so.
A Street Fighter? Where I had to make your fighter thing?
I don't remember I remember that some of the characters just change a bit between iterations of the games. I think Ken was a weird goatee this time, which makes me think,
oh, yeah, they're saying like everyone's older in this one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, like Cammy's in her 40s now.
Yeah, oh, shit. And Guile as well looked pretty good. But yeah, we'll see what they're going to bring out, what kind of stories they're going to bring.
Do you think this sort of genre is going to eventually fade away? RTS games have somewhat faded away in a sense. Like they're not as popular as they were in the StarCraft, WarCraft. It's like in a sense that the kids who are in their teens now grew up playing Fortnite, are growing up playing Roblox. Now that when they move into their 20s, 30s, they're not going to be the people who are going to keep buying the Street Fighter franchise. And the people who are buying the Street Fighter franchise now, when they're in their 50s and 60s, or when we're in our 50s and 60s, we're not going to be spending money on Street Fighter, I imagine. Like, a lot of people have said RTS games have faded away. My best bet is I think this game, these games, Smash Brothers as well, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, is not going to be what it is in the next 5 years.
Can't agree with that. Sorry. Just I see that the Mortal Kombat, which one was it, like 11, the last one? The previous one.
Oh, the previous one was 11,
Yeah, the massive success, the Street Fighter 5 as well. Don't forget that these games are the bloodline of esports, because esports revolve around these and the Fortnite Valorant games. So it's a massive part of the industry. I can't imagine them going away, especially when they make such good game with... Because before it was just an odd cast of combatants fighting each other. Now they put an actual scenario, very cheesy one, but very cool scenario, and each character has their own story. It's really interesting to see them evolving between each game. No, I really think it's going to last for quite a while, but again, that's just my opinion. Look, in one year, you get Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat, Tekken, and they are all pretty much quite hyped on.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat with Antoine. I would say they will be left alive due to esports. I think esports is where they thrive. And yeah, there's still, I don't think there's quite as many. I remember on the PlayStation, there were like the original PlayStation, there were just tons of fighting games. And we would go out and rent a different one like every single week. There were just so many different ones. Whereas I don't think there are so many now, but the big titles, Street Fighter, Tekken, to a lesser extent, DOA, Mortal Kombat, was it Guilty Gear, Skullgirls, they all have esports leanings at this point. That was even one of the big things with Dead or Alive 6, where people were saying they're toning down the sexuality because they want it to move into that esports space. So I think basically they will survive. But I think they'll survive as more of a through esports than being a popular genre on their own.
I think it's, you look at what, like you said, the bloodline of esports, right? The bloodline of esports is Dota, is League of Legends, right? Those are the esports genres that make money. Whereas fighting games, they're not making money, they're losing money, right? Esports money, I remember reading an article in VentureBeat, right? I think esports has lost $10 billion, right? In the last 1 year or so, because it's just, it's not a money-making thing unless you're commanding the audience that Dota does or that League of Legends does. It's interesting. I don't hope for the death of it. I just think it's a generational thing. My theory, and again, as Antoine said, it's just my opinion, I could be totally wrong, is that it will possibly fade away. Interesting.
But Evo is one of the biggest gaming tournaments out there, and it's dedicated purely to fighting games.
But again, is it making money for the organizers in this last 2 years of macroeconomic environment? No. It's no, I don't know. No, it's not. Because they lost.
I want to see that.
No. Because how are they going to make money? If they spent all this money for stadiums and organizing and music and paying salaries for people, and it's what? Who's sponsoring them? And how are they going to make money? If I'm sponsoring FaZe team, how's space gonna, what am I getting for my money that I wouldn't be getting anyway? That comes into marketing as well, right? Like ad spend has dropped immensely, right? Because at the end of the day, we have to save money as a company, right? And we're not going to spend money on this gaming franchise if it's not going to give us the same ad spend that we could get spending it on YouTube or spending it on Facebook or spending it on the Clippers stadium, right? Whatever it is, right? esports in terms of tiered advertising is not giving you the best bang for buck anymore anyway, in an environment of increased interest rate, increased inflation. All right. Yes, I'm going to die on that hill.
That's fine. I can die on that hill. I'm fine with that.